Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I'm now going to do Isaiah chapter 12, which I will entitle, The Lord is My Strength and My Song. This chapter of Isaiah is a very short one, only 6 verses, so we shall be finished with this fairly quickly. I'll read the whole chapter to you right now, starting at verse 1, Isaiah 12. Isaiah begins, On that day you will say, I will praise you, Lord, although you are angry with me. Your anger has turned away, and you have had compassion on me. Indeed, God is my salvation. I will trust him and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. You will joyfully draw water from the springs of salvation, and on that day you will say, Give thanks to Yahweh, proclaim his name. Celebrate his works among the peoples. Declare that his name is exalted. Sing to Yahweh, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Cry out and sing, citizen of Zion, for the Holy One of Israel is among you in his greatness. Now, as I'm sure you can tell, just by a superficial listening to the first 6 verses, this is a prophecy of the days of the Messiah, of the time of salvation. Verse 1 says, On that day. Well, what day? Well, the only option I can see here is gospel times. As the commentators Albert Barnes and Joseph Benson say, and I'm sure many other, even the Jews refer this to the times of the Messiah and not to the Babylonian captivity, as Adam Clark says. So we're going to assume this is the time of Jesus, and helping us believe that is the fact that the whole previous chapter 11 was about the branch, which is obviously a messianic prophecy. The branch is by all conceded to be the Messiah, maybe not, of course, Jews, but all Christians, is the Messiah. And so this chapter 12 is right on the back end of chapter 11, which tends to make me think they're talking about the same thing. Now, this is a song of praise. Isaiah says, You will say. He's talking about individuals here. In verse 6, he says, Cry out and sing, citizen of Zion. The you in verse 1 and the citizen of Zion in verse 6 are both singular. I checked in the Hebrew lexicon to make sure. That means that Isaiah is talking about individual salvation in the times of the Messiah. He's not talking about nations like he usually talks about, individuals. I find that quite interesting and informative and encouraging. So Isaiah says, I will praise you, Lord, although you were angry with me. And of course, every individual in the times of the Messiah is walking around with a death sentence on his head because the wrath of God is upon him. But praise God, your anger has turned away, says this hypothetical individual in the times of the Messiah. He also says, You, Lord, have had compassion on me. And that, of course, is through the salvation provided by the Messiah. Verse 2, Indeed, God is my salvation. There's salvation right there. Now, that word salvation shows up 3 times here in verses 2 and 3. So salvation is the theme, and I would repeat, individual salvation. Lots of times salvation can be temporal salvation, deliverance from danger, but not here, according to Ellicott. It means more than temporal deliverance from danger. It rather means or includes the highest spiritual blessings. In other words, spiritual salvation. God is my salvation in verse 2, says this hypothetical praiser of God. I will trust him and not be afraid, for Yah the Lord is my strength and my song. Now, this expression, Yah the Lord, is quite unusual. I'm using the Holman Christian Study Bible translation. Ellicott says, Here is the exceptional combination of the two divine names, Yah and Yahweh. Yah is a rare contracted form of Yahweh, as the Cambridge commentator says. And this combination of the contracted form and the normal form, Yah and Yahweh, is only found in Isaiah 26, verse 4, besides here, as the Cambridge commentator says. Isaiah 26, 4 says, Trust in the Lord forever, because in Yah the Lord is an everlasting rock. I like that, repeating Yahweh's name twice, but a little bit different for poetic effect, I guess, or literary effect, so you're not being repetitious. Some of the English translations have the Lord. I like Holman Christian Study Bible, Yah the Lord. So this hypothetical praiser in the times of the Messiah says, I will trust and not be afraid, for Yahweh is my strength and my song. Now that phrase should be very familiar. I know when I was in the charismatic movement at college, we used to always sing, The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. very well-known song for people of my age. This comes from Exodus 15:2. This was sung after the Israelites had made it through the Red Sea, called the Song of Moses. There were two songs of Moses. This was one of them called the Song of Moses. It's also mentioned in Psalms 118, verse 14, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation." So in three places in the Old Testament, we see this phrase, "The Lord is my strength, and the Lord is my song, and the Lord has become my salvation." To say that the Lord is your song means he's who you sing about. The exodus from Egypt into the Promised Land, of course, was a type of the New Testament church leaving sin for salvation. The bondage of sin is like the bondage of Egypt, and getting into the Promised Land is a type of salvation in the church. In verse 3, Isaiah says, in chapter 12, "You will joyfully draw water from the springs of salvation, and on that day you will say, 'Give thanks to Yahweh, proclaim his name.'" Drawing water from the springs of salvation, it's like you go up to a well and it's got a board across the top giving the name of the well. The name of this well is salvation. It means if you drink from it, you're going to be saved. And of course, this is saved spiritually. One of my commentators says that water is softening, purifying, fructifying, cooling, and refreshing, and extinguishes thirst. It's an expressive image in a hot country, of course, and Israel was a hot country. Now, of course, when Jesus said that rivers of living water would flow through your belly, this occurred on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, when the Jews used to bring water in a golden pitcher from the Fountain of Siloam. The Pool of Siloam was at the very southern tip of the city of David, which, of course, was the prominent hill in Jerusalem. So the Jews would get water from that pool, and then they would mix it with wine. And then they would go back to the altar in front of the temple on Mount Moriah, and they would pour that water mixed with wine on the altar as a sacrifice. And there was great rejoicing. It was a big Jewish festival, and Jesus at that dramatic moment is when he got up and said, "Drink from my water, and you're going to live forever." Now in verse 4, Isaiah goes on and says that this individual praiser of God will say, "Give thanks to Yahweh, proclaim his name." So not only does the individual experience individual salvation, he's going to go out and tell about it. "Celebrate his works among the peoples." The peoples, of course, are the Gentiles, the nations, not just Israel. Again, an indication that in the Old Testament, salvation was not to be particularistic. It was to be universal, a problem the Jews had big time in the New Testament. Well, let me close up by showing how many times Isaiah talks about proclaiming the good news of salvation. In verse 4, he says, "Proclaim his name." In verse 4, he says, "Celebrate his works among the peoples." In verse 4, at the end of the verse, he says, "Declare that his name is exalted." And then in verse 5, he says, "Let this be known throughout the earth." And then in verse 6, he says, "Cry out and sing." We're supposed to let everybody know about this wonderful salvation that we have. Isaiah 12 is a great encouragement to evangelism. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now finished Isaiah 12. We are now prepared to go to Isaiah 13, which I will entitle The Judgment of Babylon. I hope you stay tuned for that audio, and I hope you enjoyed this one.